Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Just to give you guys an overall sense of what we're doing, we're doing like this improvised podcast where I play this, she's not a very good therapist, named Doctor with a question mark, mm-hmm. Sheila.
You've done it again, Sheila. Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back. Oh, Sheila.
When Princess Diana married Charles, she married into a complicated family. But unfortunately, there can only be one queen. And that old broad lived forever. Every couple is a royal couple in the eyes of therapy. Listen in as we ask this couple to say more.
A cup of tea for you and me, patisserie, say more. I'll lend an ear to hear your fear of why you're weird, say more. You gotta dig a little deeper, baby. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about my credentials. A mental spa, a blah, blah, blah. Je ne sais quoi.
French.
Say more. Say more.
What's wrong with you?
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Say More. I am very happy to speak to both of you today. Donald, Michelle, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So what brings you both here to me today?
Donald's mom, can I say that?
Yeah, she's my mother. That's accurate.
Yeah, I meant just like, so she is like quite close with us and—
In a wonderful way, in a wonderful way, in a really wonderful
and it's,
way, yeah.
And some things that are wonderful can also be like a great challenge, and some things that are like, you wouldn't want it to be like 75 degrees every day because—
That's pretty good. Or, well, it's good weather.
Well, I meant like, you don't want to have hamburgers every day or—
I'm sorry, so I don't want to like shoot out down everything you said, but you just picked two great things, so—
I know, but I mean, I don't want to say something nasty, like you don't want—
I don't know why you
like,
would, but—
be stuck in the mud every day or like have a broken leg for your whole life or something.
Yeah, so I guess maybe this, I think this is probably emblematic of what some of the issues are, is my mother is very present, and she is a present, she's a gift, which we've discussed. Michelle?
I think we're talking about family stuff, and I think this probably happens to everybody where the mother-in-law like really, really wants you to have babies soon and right away, and then you may not be ready, and like you don't want to take your temperature all the time, or you want to just have things be more natural.
Let me get some clarification here. Your mother-in-law is able to participate in this decision with you? She's being asked about it, or she's offering?
Well,
I opened a door, maybe just a little. I think it's fair to say I opened the door a little bit, and then I think my mother kind of shoved the door open, sort of hit me a bit in the nose.
And dropping the metaphor, what did the mother-in-law say?
Well, she definitely thinks that my body is aging rapidly, and because maybe I have had some habits in the past that have made my body less healthy, that my eggs are deteriorating and stuff, and I pretty much need to get pregnant the next year or so, or it probably won't work out.
And that's a direct quote. I mean, I was there when she said all that, so. Which I don't know if that's fair because— Michelle, I would say my mother, she's just very concerned. So it's not a matter of someone coming in and giving advice that isn't good. It's good advice.
Well, she was holding his hand. She holds his hand all the time still. And she was holding her hand when she said which is also, I mean, who?
It's an old thing. I got cold hands. You know, I had bad circulation and it's my mom used to always hold my hands. And it made me feel safe. And I don't even realize she's doing it anymore. And that's...
The mother relationship is a very interesting one. Are you aware of the very famous study of the wire monkey and the cloth monkey?
No.
Well, there was a very interesting experiment where a wire monkey was created and a cloth monkey was created, and young monkeys were encouraged to connect with either. And a young monkey was more apt to connect with the cloth monkey, a soft version of mother, rather than a wire monkey who gave it food. And that doesn't apply to this here. I just wanted you to be aware that I knew of that study. Let me ask you this. How would you define your relationship with your mother? If someone just said, what is your relationship with your mother?
Awesome. Is the first word that comes to mind. Close is another one. Healthy.
Men and their mothers, classic. And what about Michelle's mother?
Michelle's mother is not, she's not with us.
She's dead.
She's alive. She's just not with us.
Right. Oh,
she's in like some kind of performing, traveling, what does she do? It's a nebulous thing.
She's a poetic dancer, and it's like a seasonal thing. And so she's mostly in the south of the country, and then sometimes in the north of the country in the summers and for the solstice. And
it is very nebulous. You're right. It's very hard to pin down what is it. Does she dance while she does poems? Or
So it's when she's moved by the poetry.
Like sometimes other people are doing poems, and she'll dance, and then sometimes she'll read poems, and other people will dance, and then sometimes. Honestly, Dr. Sheila, she'll just stand there and other people are doing both.
Oh my God, that's the strongest one of all. Yeah.
So Michelle's mother is just inconsistent. And I guess that's, she gets paid for that. That's her artistic nature. It is who she is. And my mother is very consistent. My mother will come over when she says she will. And that happens to me every morning at 8:30. And I guess knowing that she's always going to be there is really nice for me. Because I don't have to make my own cereal.
And Michelle, how does that feel?
I'm not a morning person, so sometimes I'll be getting up at 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, and then it's like a party's going on down there already, and it's hard. It really makes me feel lonely, and it makes me feel like they're married, and I'm not married.
Wow. Say more.
Like, they're having fun breakfast, and I don't really eat breakfast, and then I just feel like, should we even be married? Should I start forcing myself to eat oatmeal? Or I feel like that's what you want. You want a breakfast friend.
Yeah, those are two very interesting questions and both equally important. Should I stay married and should I be eating oatmeal? But I think the first one is maybe the one we should deal with today. So we talk in therapy, we talk a lot about our clients and we laugh about them and we just share stories about what they've told us. And one of the things we realize is there's a kind of a saying in marriages, which is that there can only be one queen, right? So each family is its own country, and there really can be only one queen. Does that resonate?
I love that, yes.
Does that resonate, Donald? What do you think that means?
I mean, I guess there's one, you know, female, if we're sticking with a male-female marriage, there's one queen. I guess there's one king.
Yes, don't worry. There's a king.
But what's like a king's? Where's the king's mom? Like if let's say it's England, in you know it's King Henry VIII, and he's on one of the wives or whatever, and I want to pick a different one that didn't kill his wives. Can I pick?
Do you find it interesting though? What I'm noticing is that you're very worried about where the king's mom lives in this story. And we're talking about Michelle and her feeling of wanting to feel like she's the queen of her own country, aka her own home.
Well, I will say this. Michelle picks lots of things around the house. She has picked the paint color. We don't have regular milk. She picked the actual house where we are. So there are lots of ways in which Michelle has her, you know, if I picture her with a scepter or...
His mother bought all of our art, though, all of our art. So
yeah,
in terms
great,
of
though.
Like the wall color, you can barely see it because we've got a lot of like big art from Vicky.
So interesting.
It's like, it might be my kingdom, but she has shrouded it in her, or like the movie Alien, when the alien like gets all the stuff everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
that's how you think of her, as an alien that gets stuff everywhere? I just don't understand why you'd be embarrassed to have an amazing older woman running your house with you. If we had kids, we'd have a lot of help. She'd be there all the time. She'd be like a co-mom, and you wouldn't have to make as many decisions.
Dr. Sheila, is there such thing as a co-mom? Because this is something you've said a couple of times, and I don't think co-mom is a thing.
I've never heard of it. And if it is something, I'd love to write a book about it. But Donald, what I find very interesting is this adolescent reaction to what Michelle is saying.
I mean, you just seem
like you're regressing a little bit here. It's very interesting. Are you noticing, Michelle?
Yes, very interesting. Yes.
I don't mean to make you self-conscious, but everyone, but look at him. Look at Donald.
Look at me.
And we're going to point too, because it's. Do you see what's happening?
Yeah.
You see?
This is not
good. Your feet are. You're just regressing.
Okay, so
right
like
now.
Having two people pointing at me and talking about my behavior does not make me feel good. I don't understand.
Now you're holding your own hand.
Well, they're cold. My hands are cold. They're freezing.
It's so funny, right? It's funny what's happening. It's very funny. So I want to continue with these feelings. Michelle, you clearly have some big emotions to express. So I'm going to give you a pillow. I'm going to take it off my pile of blankets here. And this pillow is going to be your mother-in-law. And you're just going to speak to this pillow in a very honest way, where we are going to try to say all of the things that we wish we could say. And frankly, that in some ways we hope she never hears.
Yeah. Hi, Vicky. You're in my lap, and I'm in charge right now, and you have to not come over. You can't come to breakfast anymore. You can only come on Sundays, only on the weekends. And you can't just be in our life all the time. And our family's our business. You have to give us some space. And you can't say wow about everything. Wow. If you don't really mean it. You pick everything and you tell us what we like and what we do and what we eat and the art. All these shapes and squares. And that's not art. Art is supposed to make you feel something. This makes me feel like I'm in a cage.
Let's just pause. And feel what Michelle has created. That was really, really wonderful work. I'm very moved. Really, really wonderful.
I feel better.
Good.
I hate her.
Yeah.
I think, just for now. It's okay. It's a safe. I hate how much she's in her life. I hate her face.
Yeah. Beautiful okay. Work. Donald, I'm going to hand you the pillow.
Oh, well.
And if you could...
Let me dust off the pillow and get some of the floor carpet stuff off of it because it just got dropped. But yeah, okay, I'll take the pillow.
I know this isn't easy for you, Donald, but if you could drop in to a feeling perhaps that you don't get to express, now would be the time. It's just us here.
So I'm going to... talk to the pillow like it's my mother, just like she did? Sure.
Yeah, it's not a new concept. Okay. I'm sure you've seen it on TV. You're aware of how this goes.
Okay. Hi, Mom. I'm sorry, first of all, that Michelle shook you so much. Let me just smooth you out there a little bit. Great. You look nice and smooth. And you always want to make sure that you look nice, and you always want to make sure I look nice, and it's a lot. Like what I'm going to wear and what college I went to and sports I played and music I liked. And I know that you're good at that stuff. So I let you have those things, which is important. And I guess I'm feeling maybe a little bit like I could probably, yes, maybe take some of that on myself. And maybe you could leave us alone. Maybe Michelle's right. Maybe you could leave us alone. Maybe we can make our own breakfast. Maybe I can crack my own eggs. Maybe I can warm my own hands. Maybe I could buy mittens and I wouldn't need you. Maybe we'll go sleep without you tonight. We won't need a pillow. We'll just lay our heads on each other and be a real couple and be a real fucking couple for once. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Donnie. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. Here, hold my hand.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
It is cold.
It is cold.
Beautiful work, Donald.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Before we get into too much repair, I just want to reveal something very interesting, I think, that could add to some of this incredible integration. Donald, beautiful work. And Michelle, incredible work of saying what you feel in real time. But wouldn't it be even better if we could say that to Vicky?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
That's the whole point of the pillow, right?
Well, we have.
We what? What do you mean?
Underneath this pile of blankets is someone very special. Vicky? Wow.
Oh, no, no, Mom, no.
I feel tricked. I feel... We said this to you in private, and it's like you tricked us. That's not fair.
Oh, that's interesting. You feel tricked. Say more.
You said talk to the pillow like that. Vicky's not here. We can say anything, and she heard everything we just said. It's
not
ethical.
She heard everything you said, and
the dark stuff, and then I would never have said that.
And but yet you did, and therefore
you tricked it. Therefore, she knows I have my deep thoughts,
and your deep thoughts are important for Vicky to hear because...
I don't want her to hear them.
And you don't want her to hear them because...
Because they're so ugly.
They're so ugly.
Yes, they are. I want to say that I am sorry I've imposed some very valuable, very expensive art from a very talented painter. He's Icelandic, Arnor Bledadivijik. He's so talented. I will take it all down.
No.
Donald, sweetheart, I am not mad at you.
Oh, good.
I would never be mad at you,
honey. Thank you.
Honey.
Thank you.
Okay?
Ma'am.
And let's just be real clear, Dr. Sheila. I'm willing to share Donald, so I don't think I am the issue.
Vicky brings up something very important and interesting, which is what if you shared Donald? Vicky's willing to share.
I would do it. Well, I mean, if you're the expert, if everybody else wants this, if this is what everybody...
I would let myself
I have a
be
question.
Shared.
Couldn't you love... I'm so sorry, Donald.
No, go ahead. No, you were
ahead,
talking,
honey.
But you knew you were going to talk and I started talking, so it's 100% my fault.
Oh my God.
Now, can you love? You know, I know you hate my face. And Donald and I share a face.
We do look a lot alike.
Are you planning to take steps to not hate your husband's face? And what if your child has our face?
I think I'm going to throw up.
We have a
Michelle,
very...
Oh, my God.
Michelle, you're always throwing up. And always.
I won't.
And if you had breakfast, I'm sorry, I'm overstepping.
It's very interesting you say that. I think it's very interesting that Michelle does not eat breakfast. That's the most important meal of the day.
I thought the oatmeal question was a really important one we should talk about for her.
Agree.
Can't we have a queen? What about this? In the spirit of sharing, maybe every house or kingdom should have a queen, but can't there also be a space for the king's mother? Can it be like a three-pronged a triumvirate or whatever of leadership?
That's a word.
Mm-hmm. So, Vicky, can you see yourself at some point on the triangle?
Yes, Dr. Sheila. I can see myself in a triangle.
And Donald, can you see your mother as part of the triangle and your space in the triangle?
I have always envisioned a perfect marriage where it's myself, my loving wife, and my mother right there with us. And it would be really wonderful if it worked out. It really would. It would make me very happy.
I would love that too.
Yeah.
Michelle?
I don't know. I feel like I'm interrupting something. I'll just let you guys have this moment.
Do you want to hold his other hand?
Well.
Yeah, let's do that. Because that way I get both of my
Vicky.
Hands held and each of you gets one. Mm. So for me,
beautiful.
That's going to feel
beautiful.
Great.
And, you know, Michelle, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you can always get under the blankets because that's a safe place for you.
I need a
fabric hug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Feel free to get under that pile.
Oh, yeah. This is beautiful. Oh, this is soft.
It's nice.
Yeah.
And if you want to, Vicky, move to where Michelle was sitting.
Sure. Yes, I'll move over.
Hey, Mom.
So, Donald, are you happy? Are you feeling, how are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel like Michelle had some issues, and I disagreed with some of those things. We came in, we addressed Michelle's issues, and we talked about them, and the right answer has kind of been settled on, which makes me feel good.
You nailed it, kiddo.
Thanks.
And Vicky, how are you feeling after today's session?
I feel really good. I will never forget what Michelle said, ever. But I do feel like we've worked this triangle thing out.
Hmm.
And I'm glad I came.
I'm so glad to have you here.
I'm so glad to have you here.
And Michelle?
Okay. Yeah. Is that a weighted blanket on the bottom?
It is. Okay. It's heavily weighted. It's 45 pounds.
What was the question?
I forget. So thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful work,
this was
all
awesome.
Of you.
Bravo. And I'll say it one more time. I will carry a child for you both.
Okay, great episode. Liz, quick question. While you're doing your little credits thing, can you have my car pulled around to the back?
Oh, okay.
You know, the client, the daughter-in-law, what's her name?
Oh, Michelle.
Seems to be hovering around the front lobby, so, you know.
Yeah, I think she's probably a little upset. But...
safety first. Okay, thank you, Liz. You're the best. Liz, my producer, everyone.
This is an improvised episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. The cast includes...
Hi, I'm Amy Poehler.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Weir.
Hi, Jean Villapeek.
And I'm Peter Gross.
And you're listening to Say More with Dr. Sheila.
Say More is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcast. It's produced by Best Case Studios. Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Donald got both of his hands held.
Yeah. That was pretty great. I like that. They each got one, so Michelle didn't get as many as she wanted.
So good.
For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer, Suzanne Myers, supervising producer, Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
I did not expect Vicky to be... So Vicky was rattled in a way that made, oh God, that made me laugh.
Odyssey's executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yannickin Berning, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hillary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green.
Steph, the voice.
And just, yes, I don't know where so it's good. Going.
She
it's,
is.
Keeps getting oh
never forget what she said.
Holly Barber and Alice Stanley Jr. composed the Dr. Sheila theme song. Additional music is by Holly Barber. This episode was edited and mixed by Daniel Turek with assistance from James Hansen. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York. Follow and listen to Say More with Dr. Sheila now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's wrong?